Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. We're talking about the confession of faith. There was a time, now you remember the scripture said they were first called Christians at Antioch. At first, it was called the way, because Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth. And after that, it was called the Great Confession, because this is what Jesus taught, and this is what was building in the church. Then in Antioch, for the first time, we were called Christians. So that's interesting, isn't it? That they were called the way and they were called the Great Confession. So, the confession of faith in Him, in Christ, in the Beloved, and in whom? So, let's take a look at this in the 10th chapter of the book of Romans. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. I bear record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant or uninformed of God's righteousness, going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. Moses describes the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaks. Faith has to speak. On this wise, say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring Christ again from the dead. What does it say? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you shall confess. Oh, here we are. If you shall confess. There is a confession called the word of faith. If you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Okay? Now, let me put this in here. I don't like to do any kind of teaching on any of this without reminding ourselves. These are covenant articles. And we're functioning like attorneys, finding our case, our life's case. Now, let's go then to 1 John. Thank you, Jesus. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. To confess it. And you remember, class, that years ago that I was in a meeting down in South Florida. And I heard the Lord say, did you confess that sin before me? I said, right here. I said, yes. He said, Kenneth, when you confessed that sin, it was not when I found out about it. He said, that's when you got rid of it. my confession of those words got rid of that. Why? I'm in Him. Not only that, He's in me. So, there it is. If we shall confess. The confession of sin in the presence of John the Baptist. Now, that's not Christian confession. No. The Christian confession requires the blood. Before the Christian confession, there were the confessions based on animal sacrifices. But all of that was being established so that we could be in Christ Jesus. What does that mean? In the Anointed One, and in that anointing. So that anointing belongs to us. We are in Him. In Him, 2 Corinthians 1:20. And 2 Corinthians. Oh, this one. I'm not even there yet, and I'm excited. Oh, yes. Verse 19, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timothy, was not yea and nay. We didn't come talking to you about yes and no. For all the promises of God in Him are yea and amen to the glory of God. God's not saying, well, maybe, I've heard people preach that. You get an answer, well, it might be no, it might be wait a while. Not what the book says. It's yea and amen. What does that mean? I search the scriptures that have to do to where you come to the place where you pray His word. Well, thank you. I'll say that again. Final words at night. Every night of the world. And if there are some things that need to be discussed, that's fine. You need to discuss some things with the Lord, that's fine. But the final words is to Gloria, good night, my love. I love the Lord my God with all my heart. Now, let me tell you something. I've been saying this year after year. I don't know for how long now, Glenn. I love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my soul. Now, this comes from a young lawyer that came to Jesus and said, what is the number one commandment? Jesus said, number one, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. The second is likened to it, love your neighbor as yourself, fulfilling all the law and the prophets. So, I start that. I love the Lord my God with all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my mind, and all of my strength. I had been asking the Lord, I love my neighbor as myself. I said, Lord, I'm quoting scripture, but there's something there that there's a depth of this that I'm not getting. But I said, I just roll that care over on you. But I opened my heart. You said everything that the Father has is yours. And when the Spirit of God has come, He'll take what's yours and show it to me. And I'm asking you to show that to me. During the minister's conference, Happy Caldwell, as always, started it out. And he was talking about compassion. And the Lord said, that's what you've been looking for. I have compassion on my neighbor. Glory to God. I have compassion on my neighbor. And I receive your compassion on me. Glory to God. That, just that little small part right there, just changed my heart. But all the time, as I was praying that, I just rolled the care of it over on him and just kept telling him, I won't hear that. So he sent Happy Caldwell all the way from Little Rock, just tell me that. Praise God. So now I have fun with that. And at night, there's been times that recently there's been a time where I just weep over some people and just cry out for your compassion. My God, my God, my God. Any Christian would have a right to pray that. But now it is in context. It is in the context of that scripture, because Jesus said that, fulfilling all the law, loving your neighbor as yourself. Well, the example is the Samaritan. That's the example of the neighbor. He needed him. So, anyway, here's my point. Now that is built into me. So every time I do that every night, there's another depth to it every night. Well, that begins to minister to me. Now, the first thing in the morning, thank you, Lord, this is my receiving day. I praise you today. This is the day the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. It's my receiving day. I expect my miracle today, and I thank you for it. Now, class, I want to tell you, and this is something I haven't done in, I don't know how long. I overslept. I wasn't late, but I was moving at a little, I was scrambling around pretty good. So I was saying what I just got there saying, on the move. Yeah. I don't use alarm clocks. I've one in here. And I haven't for years and years and years and years. Just whatever time I need to get up, I'll say, Lord, with your help in the morning, I'll wake up at such and such time. And I never have been late. Now, and I really wasn't all that late today, but I was behind what I had said the night before that I was going to do. But, and there was one time I was extremely close, and I was driving exactly the speed limit. To get there. I did. The Lord helped me, and I made it. But that was back in when I first just turned that alarm clock away. And did you ever think about that? It's an alarm. I am not alarmed. I'm in Him. I am not alarmed. So, now, Ian has said, in Him. Well, let me get back over here again. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen. Unto the glory of God by us. Don't leave that out. Unto the glory of God. By us. That is a heartful. That's in Him. It is not just getting our prayers answered. Let's read it again. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvania and Timothy, was not yea and nay, but in Him yea. For all, say all. I'm going to add, I'm going to put a little amplified parenthesis in here. For all, Say it.
For all.
The blood-backed
promises
of God
in Him
are yes
and
amen
unto the glory of God.
By us. It's not just of the glory of God. It's by us. Now, you can get excited over this. Now, what could we do from this? You could take that right there and begin a prayer teaching and cover all of the different kinds of prayer, the prayer of faith, the prayer of consecration, the prayer of petition, the prayer of intercession, prayer of praise and worship. And I've noticed this in different churches and so forth, you know, over the years that have been, where different churches, of course, are led different ways in praise and worship. And, but the, when a spirit of prayer invades the worship service, then this begins to happen. In Him is yes and amen. And I mean, prayers begin to be answered to the glory of God by us. Every time, class, every time a prayer is answered that a believer prayed and released faith, took the problem, took the scripture, based the prayer and the petition, and saw it all the way through to completion. Every time that happens, that brings great glory to God. And the angels of God rejoice. That's the reason prayer exists. Jesus said men ought to always pray and not faint. Whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, He will give it you. Ask and receive that you, and that your joy may be made full. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, ask what you will and it will be done unto you. Amen. And like Brother Hagin used to say, that isn't in there just to hold the pages together. No. So all of these, in fact, I never thought of this before. But all of these are prayer scriptures because they're personal. They're personal to you and they're personal to me. So that now, let's go to, Colossians chapter 2. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise you. This little book of Colossians, particularly that first chapter, it is so loaded. But we'll talk about Colossians 2. For I would have you know what great conflict I have for you for all of them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh. What is that? That's intercession. That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Ha! And we're in Him. And all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are in Him. And the scripture says wisdom is the principal thing. Not a principal thing, but it's in Him. So that's a promise. It's actually more of a fact than a promise. But we are in Him, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Praise God. Now, turn back here again. Let's go in here. I want to read 1:10. Or 1:9, because I pray this for you, my partners, every day. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with all the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to the glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of the authority of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Huh? In whom? Yes. In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. This is getting rich, right? So go through it and speak it and live it and make it your own on a daily basis. And Tim, how am I doing on my time? We got 3 minutes. Okay, go to chapter 2. I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you. And we come on down. In verse 3, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order in the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. Walk in Him. So I walk in Christ Jesus. What does it mean to walk there? You live there. I'm very aware that I got out of bed and walked today. Amen. That's a daily thing. And when it says that, that's what you do all the time. That's daily. We walk in Him. Praise God. Rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith. As you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in Him, are you ready? In Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. My God, I don't see how you can just sit there. Hallelujah. So, 1 John 2, 5 and 6, 2 John 2, it is the New Testament, the New Covenant. The stories, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, can't live without that. The stories of the book of Acts, you can't live without that. But we are in the letters. We are in the letters. And that day that Brother Robert's sitting there at his desk and just threw his Bible at me, what are these? These are letters. And they're just as anointed today as the day they were written. So I consider these letters written to me. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in the psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart unto the Lord. And we're out of time. We'll be back in just a moment.
Every day, your words have the power to shape your life. What words are you choosing? Words that invite struggle and defeat? Or words that bring life? In his audio teaching, Choose Life, Choose Words, Kenneth Copeland reveals how the words you speak today will create your future. When your voice lines up with God's word, His promises of healing, abundance, and victory begin to flow in your life. Conquer worry and anxiety by meditating on God's word day and night. Let it be the first thoughts you have when you wake and your last thoughts lying down. Build a solid confession of faith. Fill your heart with God's truth and speak words that create the life you were meant to live. Your breakthrough is in the faith in your heart that comes out of your mouth. Request your copy and start to choose life, choose words. Request your copy of Choose Life, Choose Words by Kenneth Copeland. Available as a digital download free on kcm.org/TV special. Learn how to develop a constant confession of faith based on the Word of God. Download your free audio teaching today and let the power of God's Word spoken by faith set the course for your life. This free offer is good for 60 days.
Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. I said the greater one. The greater one is right here.
By His stripes ye were healed. That's cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure. You can't separate healing from salvation. It's on the cross.
Join us for the Southwest Believers Convention with Kenneth Copeland and our special lineup of guest speakers, July 28th through August 2nd. Register at kcm.org/swbc today.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
The confession of faith builds a lifestyle. And when you're under a lot of pressure, and I have to tell you, I've been under a lot of pressure the last 9 months. I was attacked over that 9 month period of time with things I've never had before in my life. And I'm say something about that tomorrow. But you build a lifestyle where that lifestyle doesn't change. You don't let the attack change you. You change that attack by being strong in faith. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, remember this, God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Thank you.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.